Spring has finally arrived. The longer days and warmer weather mean Vermont's black bears are coming out of hibernation, and they're hungry. That's been an issue in recent years because biologists say the animals are increasingly associating people with food. Human bear incidents have been on the rise, according to the State Fish and Wildlife Department, with an unusually high number of home break-ins and 2 attacks last year. To learn more, we're joined by Fish and Wildlife's bear biologist, Jacqueline Comeau. Jacqueline, thank you so much for taking time to talk us through this issue.
Thank you for having me.
You've said that bears are long-living and intelligent animals, and that there may be a culture shift with older bears teaching younger ones how to search for food near people. Can you share with us more about what your team is observing?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually something that's, you know, coming out from other black bear researchers, you know, across the country, that we are seeing this shift that as bears get older, they seem to be more inclined to engage in what we consider conflict behaviors, where they're searching for human foods. And as we leave these human foods easy for them to find, easy for them to access, they start to figure out that, you know, it's a lot easier to look for bird feeders in a residential area than it is maybe foraging for nuts on the forest floor.
How does that increase the urgency to address human-bear conflicts in Vermont?
Our safety is usually not really at issue in these situations, but in rare situations, people can be injured by bears, as happened last year. But more often, it's actually the bears that are put at risk. You know, in these years where we experience a lot of conflicts between people and bears, we see a lot more bears that are killed directly in those conflict situations. We see a lot more bears that are killed on the roads here in Vermont. You know, we know that is in part at least because as bears are searching for human foods, it means that they're encountering roads more frequently.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the bear's perspective because I want to take a step back. And I wonder if you'll walk us through what bears experience when they lumber out of their dens at the end of hibernation, as we're seeing right now in Vermont.
Yeah, so these animals, you know, have just spent a number of months not eating and just living off of their stored body fat. For certain females, they've given birth to cubs while in those winter dens. And so they're coming out, you know, really hungry and looking for food. This time of year, as they're coming out, you know, there's very little food other than, you know, the residual acorns or beech nuts that may have been available from the previous fall. And they're really kind of biding their time until the spring greenup happens when they, you know, start eating all the various vegetation that begins growing.
How are other factors like habitat loss or shorter winters tied to climate change affecting the likelihood someone will encounter a bear?
Climate change is something that, you know, we're concerned about. And of course, habitat loss and habitat degradation are big issues for black bears. They're traveling constantly to where there are concentrations of food. And so they need access to a connected landscape where they can safely, you know, travel long distances. And so as the habitat gets more and more chopped up and developed, you know, the available foods that are there for them become limited. And so it is a concern. And then again, a lot of the foods that they rely on come from plants who are very connected to the weather. Droughts, flooding, hot temperatures, cold temperatures, all those things can have, you know, serious impacts on how plants grow and the fruits that those plants are able to produce. And of course, you know, even outside of climate change, there's always, you know, seasonal variation to how productive bears' wild foods are. We do see that in years where we see decreased production in acorns and beech nuts specifically, we tend to see more conflicts in those years when there's just less wild calories on the landscape for bears.
So the big question is, Jacqueline, what should Vermonters do to protect themselves, their property, and of course, the bears?
The biggest thing is to understand what are the things at your home or in your community that might be drawing a bear in. The reports that we receive from the public strongly show us that garbage is the biggest source of conflicts between people and bears. Food scraps going into our compost is also a big issue here in Vermont. And, you know, when we look at food scraps in combination with garbage, that makes up well over half of the calls we receive every year. Bird feeders, of course, are the other really big one that I think most people are aware of. And then backyard chickens are the other really big attractant that brings bears into backyards. So understanding that, you know, those are the major attractants, and then learning the steps to either remove those or secure them on your property. And for bird feeders, it's easy. You know, it means taking down your bird feeder by the end of March and putting it away until next December. And I understand that can be disappointing for folks. You know, birds are these beautiful, fascinating animals to watch. But we strongly recommend that people consider alternate ways to attract birds to their backyard. We ask people to consider, you know, to landscape to attract birds instead of putting out feeders. And then with garbage, the key is just secure storage, some sort of really sturdy structure where you can keep a locked door that keeps a bear out. With compost, there's a whole host of recommendations that we have. But again, the key behind that is just minimizing the odor of your compost. And then we really recommend people invest in a tumbler or some sort of secure structure to keep the compost in. And then with backyard chickens, you know, electric fencing is a must.
One last question for you, Jacqueline. What happens if Vermonters can't help curb this trend and we continue to see more and more human-bear conflicts?
I am optimistic that we can. Other researchers who have really focused in on this effort have found some success. They've found that if enough people start being more proactive and diligent about removing and securing their attractants, you can experience a meaningful reduction in conflicts with bears. You know, and I think one of the great things about Vermont is how engaged the citizens are and how caring they are for Vermont's wildlife and natural resources. So again, I'm really optimistic that with the right assistance and information, you know, most Vermonters are going to take this seriously and do more to, you know, help our bears and be good neighbors with our bears and ultimately with each other.
That's Jacqueline Comeau, a bear biologist with the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. Jacqueline, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.